What is up, everybody? Kyle here. It's Tuesday afternoon. Life has been fucking crazy. Today's the first day since literally like Christmas that I haven't had family over at my house. We had like all the Christmas stuff and festivities, not necessarily at my house, but out with family. Like for Christmas, I do like a Christmas cabin. I go hang out with a part of my family, and then we do all the family stuff, and then that basically transferred straight into having a kid and New Year's. And so we have just been, not that it's a bad thing, I'm not complaining at all, but it's just crazy that these last 2 or 3 weeks, even more than that, since almost a month, that I've literally been catering to family that's here. And I don't want to just sit in my office and just be on my computer the whole time, but at the same time I got to work. But I finally got a fresh day of nothing. We're back to reality. We had the baby. Back to reality. Shit's popping. I just launched Beerzy yesterday, so I've been doing a bunch of stuff with that. The response, on a small scale, has been amazing. Sales wise have been great. I'm not necessarily going for sales wise. I'm more pushing for some good data. Kind of figuring out the type of people that are buying these things and what kind of works, so then I can scale. But today we're gonna hop back into the YouTube series, the YouTube life, I think is what I was calling it. And this is gonna be possibly the first kind of touchy subject. Not super touchy. I've talked about it before, and I said on this podcast, I'm gonna talk about a lot of things that came with YouTube, that people always ask me. Like people ask, why don't you make YouTube videos? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why did you do this at that one time? There's lots of reasoning behind it. And I'm kind of just doing this, the start of this podcast. I wanted to call it the Podcastumentary. And I'm just like, I need to, kind of just put it all out there. Kind of like a, when somebody asks me a certain question, I say, hey, go check out my podcast. I talk about on an episode of the podcast. Because it's just like any product. So it's like this Beerzy thing. People assume that when you put this Beerzy device over a beer, the beer is going to slip out. And it's like the frequently asked questions that I'm probably going to have to put on the site and say, no, it's not going to slip out because it has a lip at the bottom and it fits on snug. So silicone on aluminum has a lot of friction, so it fits on snug. So same thing, my YouTube product, people want to know certain aspects. This aspect is about dun dun dun. My friend Cody. Dun dun dun. If you don't know who Cody is, I'll kind of break it down a little bit. I started my YouTube channel back in 2011. I posted about, I want to say, 100-ish videos before Cody was introduced into my videos. I did a lot of testing out the market on what I was good at and what people were interested in before Cody kind of got into the picture, doing some content on my channel. And if you have followed long enough, you'd be like, oh yeah, that Cody guy, I never did. What happened to him? I don't remember. He's kind of like he's a taller dude with dark hair. But we used to do videos with each other all the time. Before I really started getting paid from YouTube, we did videos all the time. Basically, what would happen is I started getting into, I don't exactly remember the route, but I think we called hookers first. So I would basically, it started out with, he would come over to my house. I was in, I can't remember, I wasn't in college, but he would come over to my house. We would just drink, set up the microphone, get hookers' numbers, and just sit around and just call them all night, record everything. A lot of the brutal hooker pranks involved Cody. I also had other friends come over as well at the same time, and we would kind of just make videos. We didn't really know what we're doing. I didn't really know what my page was going to be. I mean, I probably had like, I want to say like 50,000 followers then. I don't think I was at 100,000, but he was involved in some videos, some chat roulette videos he was in, all before I was getting paid and even partnered on anything. And basically, I talked to him and I'm like, man, eventually, I've been doing this stuff for about 6 months and had just got partnered. And I told him, I said, hey, Cody, and people like Cody too. I wouldn't have put him in my videos if I didn't think it was funny. But I said, hey, Cody, so I'm about to, get my first check from YouTube. I've been doing this for 6 months all by myself. And so I'm probably going to take like the first couple paychecks, but when it comes time, like I want you to be involved. Like I want to figure out what works for you to get you involved, you know, with the YouTube channel, because people seem to like you, you know, we're a pretty good duo. I'd never done any chat roulette or prank calls by myself. I'd always done them with friends over, drinking some beers and whatnot, okay? So, and Cody at the time was my best friend. I mean, we were really close throughout like high school and stuff like that. So I considered him my best friend. And as people would always tell you, never involve business with your friends or your family, because when something goes weird business-wise, you don't want to have to fire your brother because that's awkward. You don't have to, you know, disconnect with your best friend because that's awkward. Well, I made this massive mistake. You know, what turned out with friends having fun basically ruined our relationship to the max. So what happened, and let me see if I can just pinpoint this mentally and think about what I'm going to say. So basically what happened, I started getting paid. I had made kind of like a verbal agreement that, hey, we're going to do YouTube videos together, but we need to figure out a structure because, you know, like there's a lot of videos while he was doing the prank call ones and some chat roulette with me, but he wouldn't do like the little kid on Xbox Live, the creeper on Xbox Live, like those ones that were actually booming before the hooker pranks and the chat roulette stuff took off. So those were kind of like the big series that he had absolutely nothing to do with. He was never in any of the videos, didn't edit it, didn't do anything. And so he was kind of getting antsy, wanting to make some money after I took, I believe, the first two checks, you know, because I'd been doing it for 6 months by myself, putting, you know, every single ounce of energy I had into it. I thought that was fair that, you know, I get to take, because basically how YouTube works is it's like the you get paid, you know, for the so for December, that 30 days, I don't get paid until the middle of January or the end of January. So it's I think it's a 45 day basically payout. So I basically said, hey, I got all these videos, I finally got partnered. He didn't have anything to do with me being partnered or anything along those lines. And so I'm like, I'm taking the first check. I'm sorry. I busted my ass, you know, for however long, 6+ months. Like, I'm going to take the first check. He was totally cool with that. So then it came time to actually hash out, you know, all right, how are we going to work out this deal? And he came to me with a proposal that said, and this is where things started getting really iffy. So his proposal to me on like what percentage cut he should get. His proposal was me and him each get, me and Cody each get 45% or something along the lines. I think it was I get 50%, Cody gets 40%, and then he threw in my little brother, he gets 10%. And he had literally been in two videos. And I'm like, all right, what am I negotiating with? Has anybody ever, did he think this out? Like, what was kind of the plan on that proposal? You know, because my little brother, he has been in some videos, but just basically in the background getting fucked up. Not necessarily adding much comedic value or anything, but at the time with 150 videos, it was probably 4 videos total. So that was his proposal. And I was like, that's not going to happen, dude. Aaron is not involved in anything. And so what I told to Cody, and so Cody, I'm essentially no longer friends with him. I talk to him every now and then. But basically what happened is I said, hey, how about this deal? Since you can track earnings per video, I said, and at the time, you got to remember, I'm doing the little kid videos all by myself, all the editing, all the creeper videos, all the vlogs, all by myself, all the editing. I said, hey, Cody, any video that you appear in, you can get 50% of. You literally can be in that video for 5 seconds. You can be in the video for half of the time. You can be in the video for 70% of the time. But obviously, most of the time, it's me and him. I mean, I'm in 100% of the video. But sometimes when I would edit like two nights together and if he wasn't in the video. But basically, I was protecting myself because why would I pay somebody 50% of a little kid video when I'm editing and doing everything and they had nothing to do with it. And also keep in mind that I created this channel, you know, a year before he even, you know, or 6 months before he even knew what was going on. Like I created a channel, you know. It's not like I said, hey, Cody, I'm going to create this YouTube channel. Let's do it together. No, it wasn't that. It was something where I added a couple series and he was involved in those couple series. So I went to him and I said, hey, Cody, 50% of every single video that shows your face, could be half a second, you get 50% of. I edit all the videos, post them, thumbnails, title, I do everything. You literally just have to show up to my house, drink a beer, say some funny stuff in the video, or just show your face in a video, and you get 50% of the earnings of that video. Sounds like a great deal, huh? If you could just show up to my house, just sitting in the video, you would make 50% of that revenue. You don't have to worry about the post-editing stuff. You literally just sit there. And he declined the offer. He said that was bullshit. He should get 50% of everything. And like I said, I had already had 100 videos up that once I got partnered that were still hot videos. I mean, I was hot on the market. I mean, shit was fresh. Like, it was flying off the shelves. It doesn't make sense for me to give you revenue on 100 videos at the time when I got partnered that you had nothing to do with. Now, we were starting to lean more towards chat roulette. I mean, I ended up doing them by myself, but there could have been way more chat roulette videos that he was involved with. At one point, you know, my videos were like 700,000, 600,000, a million a pop. And, you know, that's like 300, 400, 500 bucks a pop that he could have been in and split the revenue with. But he, for some reason, I will never understand, because this negotiation necessarily or pretty much ruined our friendship. He declined the 50-50 deal, and I said, all right, well, sorry, that makes zero sense for me to give you 50% of everything. And so I basically said, well, if he doesn't want to do that, then I'm just going to do the videos all by myself, all the hooker prank videos by myself, all the chat roulette videos by myself, Magle videos by myself. It just makes sense, because if somebody who can't understand the concept of, all right, I'm actually hooking you up by saying you just appear in a video, you get every, I mean, the editing is always way longer than the actual making of the video. You know, you just get to show up, drink a beer, you make 50% of the revenue, you know. Some of the months, $20,000 months, you know, you probably could have made $7,000 or $8,000. And he took it as if I was screwing him over. And that's pretty much when I got offended. And I'm just like, well, then it is what it is, man. I mean, that is the most fair negotiation I could have ever thrown at anybody. You know, I mean, I don't know really what else, like, 50% of everything? Like, so you're telling me you want 50% of these 150 videos and the future of the, you know, of the videos that I'm going to be making? Because I've never made a child or like a little kid on Xbox Live or anything with him, and there were probably 150 or 100 videos of those, you know? So why would I split those when you literally have nothing to do with, not one single thing, and the series existed before you came onto the scene? And so you see the issue here. It doesn't make sense. Stupid business move. Now, you could argue, I guess, and be like, well, he was just part. He wasn't even the majority of the videos did not include him. The majority of the videos were me doing vlogs, other types of videos, little kid, creeper, you know, just trolling in general and some other styles of videos. So the majority of them did not contain Cody. And basically, so you can't say like the full growth of the channel was due to Cody, because he was in all the videos and they're subscribing for both of you, because that's not what happened. So I wasn't necessarily mad at him. I was more just like, dude, why would you not take this deal? Like, how does that not make sense? Like, you're making a huge mistake. And but it basically spiraled into, you know, I slowly just kind of stopped talking to him. I just started doing the episodes by myself, because I'm not going to sit around and you know, trying to convince somebody that take this deal. I mean, for me, it was okay with me, because I'm like, well, then I kind of got a, because I was always afraid, or not afraid, but like, I'd never done chat roulette by myself. And actually, once I started doing it by myself, it really took off. Not that I'm saying it was because I kind of learned a new editing style, but same with like Hooker Pranks. I kind of took it in a direction that wasn't just so crude and gross. You know, some of them were actually really funny. And a lot of the prank call stuff I, you know, ended up doing. I don't think me and him ever did just straight up prank calls to random people. It was always to prostitutes. But I did a handful of those and they seemed to work out well. But the kicker is we have a bunch of mutual friends. Okay. And this is what really, it didn't hurt me. It more just pissed me off because when I offer you, you know, most people that I've, or almost all the people I've told this story have been like, why would he not take that deal? When I offer you a sweet deal like that, but now you go and tell mutual friends who have seen him on the YouTube videos before and are going to ask him about the YouTube videos. And they say, hey, how are the YouTube videos going with Kyle? Well, I had at least three or four of our mutual friends say that Cody said I fucked him out of the money. That I just basically took off with the money and ran. So that's a massive issue to me. I can't like somebody, you know, especially at the time. Like, I mean, I'm cordial with him now, but I can't like somebody who I offer a deal that, you know, to everybody seems like an awesome deal. Cool, I'll drink a beer, show up at your house and show my face in a video and make half of the revenue of the video that I'm in. Like, that sounds like a great deal. But then when you don't want to take that deal and then you tell people that I basically fucked you out of all the money, I mean, that makes me look like a dick, especially to our mutual friends, when, like, why would they not believe Cody, you know? Why would they not believe somebody, why would they not believe that was something that happened when he just told him that, yeah, Kyle fucked me out of the money, I'm not in his videos anymore? That's a terrible look for me. And I mean... if he didn't want to be in the videos, whatever, you know. But when you just basically make shit up and make me look terrible, when you had the chance to fucking be with, like, we could have been the yin and yang, you know. But you, for some reason, you know, I guess at the time it wasn't making insane money. It was making pretty good money, you know. At the beginning it was, I believe, $800 check, $1,800, $4,000, $6,000. So it was really good money at the time because I came from making like $1,200 a month. But there was basically no going back once you, like, somebody who at one point was my best friend, I offer them a sweet deal that made sense to literally everybody. And then he tells people I fucked him, that I just completely fucked him over, that I basically ran with the money. But he didn't. I enjoyed doing videos with him. It was fun. People thought he was funny. There were some people that were the other side of the spectrum that didn't think he was funny at all. But for the most part, people thought he was funny. I thought he was funny. That's why I wanted him to do videos with me. We had a similar sense of humor. You know, he was a really good friend at the time. And it just got weird really fast. And I was okay with him not taking the deal. Because then I'm like, well, okay, well, you know, I had to force myself to make these videos by myself. But then when you go and say, yeah, Kyle just totally fucked me out of all the money, I mean, it's a complete lie. So you're basically lying to make your, you know, best friend look like just a complete dick. You know, because that's not like even a crazy story. It's not a crazy story that, you know, somebody was going to get the money and they ended up screwing other people over. It's a very common story, so that's why it's believable. And it just, to like, it's one thing to say that to, you know, a fan that hits you up on Twitter and say, hey, yeah, Kyle ran with the money. That's one thing, you know. I'll never meet that fan or anything, whatever. You want to make me look like a dick to one person, whatever. But when you tell, like, the mutual friend circle that this is what Kyle did, you know, he fucking ran off with the money, like, that makes me look like an asshole. There were a couple other things mixed in there. I believe it was after he kind of stopped making YouTube videos, because we were still friends. I didn't necessarily know that he was going around and saying I ran with all the money, but there were some other things, like, I tell this story all the time. It actually ruined a friendship with another dude too, who I thought was a good buddy. But we went out drinking. It was somebody's party, and we ended up getting a party bus. And it was me, Cody, this dude named Josh, and his basically best friend, or like his girlfriend. After the party was said and done, we went to Cody's house. And I've heard about this Josh doing some like sketchy stuff before. Nothing too crazy, but I've always been cool with him. We played basketball together and all this stuff. And so the girl, you know how sometimes when people get drunk, they're like, I'm leaving, you know? And we're like, you're like, no, you can't leave. Like we're all drinking, you know, quite a bit. So Cody, his front porch, he has a deck with no railing or anything. It just has like a single step. And the girl was trying to leave and she was hammered. And the Josh dude basically grabbed her. We're all out on the porch. Cody, I believe, is inside, but he grabbed her from the back to like, not aggressively or anything, just to like, no, don't go. And he stepped back and he fell off the porch. And I go over and I was by the front door. I'm like, dude, are you guys all right? And I mean, they're both laughing, yada, yada, yada. And Josh grabs his phone out of his pocket. His phone was broke. And he just out of nowhere goes, Kyle, why'd you push me off the porch? And I just thought he was saying it because he was like embarrassed and trying to like kind of like just be like jokingly blame it on somebody else. But turns out he was dead fucking serious. He literally pulled some bullshit out of his ass and said that I pushed him off the porch. And let's take in typically I'm the type of dude, if I do something and something fucks up and I break your phone, I'm like, God damn it. Like, that was a douchebag move on my part. I'll pay for your phone. At this time, I was making good money, like 20, 25 grand a month, you know, so paying for somebody's phone would essentially be nothing at the time to me. And that's how I felt about money. Even when we were on like the party bus, I was just like buying fucking way too many drinks for people I didn't even know. Just kind of, you know, a new dude to making decent money. I'm just like, I'm going to flaunt this, you know, whatever. It is what it is. But so I was drunk, but I wasn't like hammered out of control. But he looks over at me, says, you pushed me off the deck. And I'm like, dude, shut up. Like, I'm whatever, man. He's like, no, you seriously, I broke my phone. And I still thought he was joking. I'm like, whatever, dude. All right, whatever. And, you know, so pretty much like the night wraps up, right? And I don't think the girl ended up leaving. Well, the next fucking day, I get a message from him on Facebook. And he's like, hey, are you going to pay for my phone? And I seriously called him out. I'm like, dude, if you're serious about, and this is what I said, I'm quoting it. I'm like, if you're serious about this, you are literally the biggest fucking faggot I've ever met. I didn't push you. I wouldn't just push somebody off a fucking deck. Like, I wouldn't, maybe back in like high school for one buddy, but not a dude that's hugging a girl. I wouldn't just shove them off a deck. So I was like, you're a fucking faggot. If you truly believe that I pushed you off the deck, you can suck my dick, because that's bullshit. You completely made that up. Well, so basically whatever with him, you know, he was my buddy, you know, I was basically over with. But the last straw with Cody is Cody didn't believe me. He said that he believes Josh that I pushed him off the deck, right? And so me and Cody have this thing, because we were really close friends at one point. And I said, Cody, I swear on our friendship, I did not push him off the deck. And it sounds weird, but that's like what we would say when it's like, all right, this is serious. Like, he didn't actually do that. I said, dude, I swear on our friendship, I did not push him off the deck. He's fucking making that shit up. And he still didn't believe me. And so that was kind of like, it was something so crazy that he, you know, I had no reason not to just be like, fuck, I fucked up. I will always admit to me being a douchebag. For instance, when we were at a Christmas party, people were playing pool at our buddy's house. And I have this big pet peeve. I hate when people touch the pool balls, like when you're drinking and stuff. But I did that. I freaking swiped the whole table when I was leaving. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, that was such a douchebag move on my part. You know, I was drinking a little bit, but not enough to like do something that annoying. But so I do douchebag things. But I will always own it. Anytime I fuck up, I will own the shit out of it, you know? And so if I push them off the deck, I would have said, like, dude, I'm sorry. Here, man, you know, whatever. I'll replace your phone. I'll do what I got to do. Like, I was a douchebag. And it's not what happened. It was literally a complete fabricated lie. And then basically, you know, like 2 months later, the Josh dude pulled a douchebag move on Cody. And Cody, and don't mistake this, we're talking about Cody here, not Colby, who I currently work with. We're talking about Cody. So Josh pulled a douchebag move on Cody, and Cody, you know, 2 months later, once I was already just pissed off about it because it was such an insane story, and then my best friend wouldn't believe me, he basically apologized for that and was like, dude, like, it was probably him. He just did a similar douchebag thing to me, and I'm like, fuck yeah, but at the same time, you know, it was too late. But now, you know, I talk to Cody every now and then. I'll see him around town sometimes, shoot him a text. He's going through some issues. He was really close with his mom and his grandma. His grandma ended up passing away, and his mom's not doing very good in health. So it's not like I'm sitting here like I don't like hate the guy. Me and him are cordial. We don't hang out or like talk on a daily basis or anything like that anymore. It was just a weird situation, and that's why they say don't do business with family and friends. But it was just, I mean, it's not like it wasn't even business. We were kind of just hanging out, having a good time, and you know, because me and him, before I started recording, would do chat roulette stuff together without recording. We would just do it for fun. So I mean, it was just friends hanging out. But I don't know. I've never really like asked him like, hey, why didn't you take this deal? Because it pretty much is what it is. I mean, it was a deal that probably could have changed his. I mean, it would have changed his life financially, and it could have sent in a different direction for him to kind of try and grow. You know, on the internet, kind of like I did. You know, he, you know, at one point, you know, I felt like I was at the top. You know, one of the tops of the games, especially of my like genre, not necessarily like, you know, my crew genre. You know, but. Yeah, it's kind of weird thinking about it, because he could have, you know, his life has kind of gone in a different direction, and so yeah, it always makes me wonder like what would have happened if he took that deal. You know, we probably would have been, you know, if he would have been A-okay with the deal, you know, he probably would have been involved with the things on the website, the Facebook page, you know, all the things. And it's just kind of crazy thinking like just a choice like that necessarily to most people just didn't make sense. And he never really gave any form of reasoning behind it. And I don't want to say he was like greedy, because me and him were the same. Like we both basically had nothing, you know, so it's hard for me to say it was like a greedy move, because why would you not want to take 50% of a video that made $500, you know? So I don't know if he was just trying to get that extra inch. I really don't know. But it changed the course of a lot of things. I think I really started thriving when I was doing things by myself. It, you know, some of the cruder stuff died down. And it made it easier for me to create content, because I didn't have to have, you know, people over my house on the weekend, because we would only shoot stuff on the weekends. And, you know, I didn't have to drink every time we did it. And so it kind of changed things for me as well, I would say for the better. But yeah, it's a shame that, you know, an opportunity like that and you decline it. But hey, I don't know if he wanted to be, you know, try and take things to the next level. I don't know. So that's that. That's my story with Cody. You ever ask, where's that Cody guy from your old videos? This is where you just heard it. So beersy.com, boys, ladies and gentlemen, you like drinking. You like, it's kind of funny, but it kind of has some real world uses. Go check it out, beersy.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. You guys have a good one. I'll probably be back Thursday or Friday. What's today? Tuesday. You'll hear from me soon again this week. Bye.